dreaded Dresden. Her face was like fine china, only it was more like old china, the pale white, nearly transparent china that looks as if it would break into a million pieces if you dropped it. Her face looked like brittle, pale white china that had indeed incurred stress fractures throughout its surface, so that tiny dark lines ran delicately about, some parallel, some crossing, some ending abruptly, like those tiny thin lines that a fortune teller would pay close attention to in the palm of an old, withered hand. She walked steadfastly into the post office, and her gait was the gait of a young woman. Her body was the body of a young woman, but her face, oh, her face, though obviously young, had been stress fractured like fine old china, and she was holding that face stiff and straight, as if she knew for certain that the act of smiling, or even of frowning, would cause a million-pieced shattering. Her face had frozen into this image that her mind had extruded through her pores, and now she might never smile again, lest she become tiny, sparkling flack, whirlpooling itself to the harsh and porous ground where it could never be assembled again in just the same way it had started out. And so she kept the expression and held together the fine piece of china that she was, so that she could make it through the day, or make it through the current events that had caused her to decide to stay in one expression till something better or something worse came along.